This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Senate are expected to vote Monday on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package that would provide assistance for American households and businesses. The measure comes after weeks of negotiations, during which Democratic and Republican leaders clashed over how much government assistance to provide and whether the focus should be on items such as jobless benefits or keeping open the economy. It also comes during a surge in COVID-19 infections, with the United States recording nearly 18 million confirmed cases. It's adding more than 200,000 cases per day. And with the country's death toll standing at more than 317,000 people, that's all according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. President-elect Joe Biden welcomed the announcement of the aid deal, but he said in a statement, quote, "the work is far from over." President Donald Trump did not immediately comment on the aid deal. The coronavirus aid bill is part of a wider $1.4 trillion spending package that would fund the U.S. government through September. Moderna Incorporated and its partners have started distributing their COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. And it's the second approved vaccine for emergency use in the United States. Shipments began leaving warehouses early on Sunday for healthcare facilities around the country. The country leads the world with 17.6 million cases and 317,000 deaths. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved the Moderna vaccine. Earlier this month, it approved a vaccine produced by Pfizer and its German partner, BioNTech. Between the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, the government is expecting to deliver 20 million doses to the states by the first week of January. VOA News. A union of Kenyan doctors working in government hospitals began a countrywide strike on Monday over lack of protective equipment and inadequate insurance benefits while treating COVID-19 patients. The union said on Twitter late Sunday that there had been no resolution of grievances raised over the last 8 months. Kenya's health ministry reported 349 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, with 6 fatalities. It brings the number of confirmed cases in Kenya to 94,500 and the number of deaths to past 1,600. Nearly 3/4 of Kenya's intensive care spaces are in the 2 largest cities, Nairobi and Mombasa. Hospitals in smaller communities have had to turn patients away. At least 14 doctors have died of the virus since the first coronavirus case in Kenya was confirmed in March. That's according to the doctors' union. The strike had been due to start on December 7th. It was postponed for 2 weeks to give more time for talks with the government. Preliminary results from the first local election in 12 years in the Bosnian town of Mostar on Sunday showed most votes going to the Croat and Bosniak parties, whose rivalry had left the ethnically divided town without a city council. The coalition of multi-ethnic moderate parties, known as the BH Bloc, won enough votes to act as a kingmaker in the future 35-member city council. That's according to unofficial preliminary results from the parties and election authorities. It's not clear if the two main parties will form a coalition again or enter coalitions with other smaller parties. The southern town, renowned for its Ottoman-era old bridge, is the most multi-ethnic town in Bosnia. But the Croat and Bosniak communities have been largely separated by the Neretva River since the end of the country's civil war in the mid-1990s. A Belarusian human rights group says security forces have detained dozens of people during protests calling on strongman Alexander Lukashenko to step down. The Vyazna group said on December 20th, at least 42 people were detained in the capital, Minsk, and in several other cities. Marches and rallies were reported in several districts of Minsk, with many people carrying the opposition's red and white flag or banners. Smaller protests were also held in other towns and cities across Belarus. Belarus has been roiled by nearly daily protests since early August, when Lukashenko was declared victor of a presidential election that opposition leaders said was flawed. Police have violently cracked down on the post-election protests. The United Nations has tallied more than 27,000 detentions linked to those protests. There have also been credible reports of torture, and several people have died. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.